John and Diane Smith. Are you just John?
I'm Diane.
So good afternoon and welcome.
Thank you.
We've read your original submission. Thank you very much for putting that in. I see you've tabled some further written material. Do you just want to read that out to us?
Yes, yeah, I'll do that.
That'd be great.
John Smith, my son Robert Smith. Diane and myself, traders, JR and DN Smith Limited, farming 1,220 hectares of sheep and dairy support at Wendonside on the old Matara physiographic zone. For Environment Southland, the issue appears to be nitrate leaching in this area. We have been doing intensive winter grazing for 10 years, currently growing 430 hectares of fodder crop. In my 38 years at Wendonside, only one water test has been done, this being about a year ago by Environment Southland. This showed a nitrate level of 1.41 milligrams per litre, which is well below the maximum acceptable value of 11.3 milligrams per litre. This would suggest perhaps the problem isn't as great as portrayed. Going forward, we intend to participate with the Wendonside Catchment Group and Environment Southland in more bore monitoring to get a more accurate picture of what is happening. Our overseer report states our overall N leaching is 34 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare per year, similar to an average Southland dairy, dairy farm, I understand. We are open to ways of reducing leaching. With no drains or waterways, we have to rely on natural denitrification through the atmosphere and through about 30 metres of clay and stone subsoil. We're also growing a catch crop of barley for whole crop baleage following fodder crops to partly to try and deal with the nitrate leaching. Going forward, we have three sons in the process of taking over the business, and our concern is that if the new regulations are too restrictive, the viability of the operation could be compromised. For example, dairy conversions would become a non-compliant activity, which in our view, which in view of our results of water testing and overseer report, a discretionary activity I feel would be more appropriate. So our philosophy going forward is we don't want to have a confronting type relationship with Environment Southland. We want to work alongside Environment Southland to address these issues and be able to farm sustainably going forward. I trust this is a brief outline of what our concerns are, and thank you.
Thank you very much. And Robert, did you want to add anything?
No, I think, well, most of it was covered there, I think.
Okay, that's fine. Should we see if we have questions for you then?
Yeah.
Okay. Robert can ask the questions.
Roy?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, at some stage in the past, my cows actually were on your property, so I'm very aware of your property and we've been around on the tour. Given the issues around your area, were you surprised that the nitrate level that you've quoted here in your evidence at 1.41?
Yeah, well, yes and no, because there seems to be, the testing that has been done, there seems to be a huge variation in the levels, you know, in the space of 400 or 500 metres, there can be a difference, and I think that's probably a result of the aquifer. couple of years ago, we spent quite a bit of time and money drilling for water for irrigation, and at one stage there we drilled down 120 metres and didn't strike water, and yet 500 metres away there was a neighbouring bore yielding 100 litres a second at about 50 metres. So obviously there's an awful lot not known about what's happening in that aquifer. And so when we couldn't find the water, I was thinking, well, if I can't find the water, the nitrates should be having a problem finding it too. That's sort of the background to my thoughts of needs to be more research done before there's too many restrictions. We don't want to be in a situation where we're throwing the baby out with the bathwater.
You mentioned there what your overseer number is for N. Do you know what it is for P?
It's here.
I ask that is that with overseer, when they do the report, often they'll put a number of mitigations in place and they give you suggestions of what you could do.
Yeah.
Some properties you really can't do anything, and other properties you can. So I'm just interested to know what the options you had, because your property is actually quite unique in the fact that you don't have what other properties have in the way of waterways, etc., etc. It's actually dead flat.
Yes.
You don't have the overland runoff to worry about the same as other properties. So just wondering what mitigations, what the numbers were and what mitigations you did actually have.
Yeah, no, when we did the overseer, we didn't get a phosphate P. So,
thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah, a couple of questions. Thank you for your submission. Did you get any advice on how frequently you should test to get an accurate reading, or is the assumption that the one test you did accurate?
No, I don't think that is the. That was sort of the point I was making, that in 38 years we've only had one test, and so going forward we want to
need some more tests.
You
acknowledge that.
Yeah.
Now, the other question I have around testing, have any of the neighbours tested bores or water sources around you? We've had other submitters, say on Old Matara, while they've been low, ones in the proximity have been high, which I think is telling us the point that you made, that we really don't know what's going on down there.
Well, I know of two neighbouring properties that are irrigated, and so they've been doing quite a bit of water testing over the years, and their nitrate levels are sort of in the 2 to 3.
Yeah. So still quite low.
Yes. Yeah, definitely. But you know, as you know in that zone, there are a few hot spots that there doesn't seem to be any logical explanation as to why that is the case, and so hence the need for further research.
Because you are applying quite high levels of nitrogen, particularly to your fodder beet, aren't you?
Yes.
About 239 units or thereabouts.
Yes.
And you don't apply any to the whole crop?
No.
Right.
Oh, sorry, yes we do. Yeah. How much do we sow?
Probably 100 of urea.
100, right. Yeah, 100, that's right.
Oh, 50 units.
In one or two applications?
Probably one or two, depending.
Right. Okay. Thank you for that.
Okay. Quite a bit of your property is Old Matara?
Yes, probably 95% of it.
Yeah. Thanks.
Martha? Just further to that question, you've put 100 kilograms of nitrogen on the whole crop, but it says there's been zero added there on this report. What's the reason for that?
I have two. That's obviously a mistake.
Should have a 10 in front of it.
Yes.
Does that, would the same apply to the pasture and the baleage area? Do you put any water on it?
Pasture, no, we don't put any urea on pasture. Mm.
So this table shows that there are some quite significant losses. There's 65.
Quite a bit, yes.
Under the, where do you think that's getting to if you're not recording it? Where do you think that nitrogen is going to? Any idea?
No, well, the applied nitrogen into the plant and in the atmosphere, I guess.
It says it's going to drainage, so it's presumably going to groundwater, but you're not picking it up anywhere, so it's a bit of a puzzle.
Yeah.
Going somewhere.
Thanks for that. That's fine. Thank you.
Just one question from me, the groundwater monitoring result printout you gave us, thanks for that. That site F44, how deep is that well, do you know?
It's about 30 metres.
Right, thanks very much for coming in and presenting your material and answering our questions. It's been helpful.
Thank you.
So now adjourned for the day. We reconvene at 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. Thank you.